All right.
What's up?
I'm here with a good friend of mine, a mentor. You've seen him from multiple comedy specials. You might know him from his movies. And I know him as a goofball and a sweet dude. I'm here with my good friend, Mr. Pauly Shore.
What's up, Jesus Trejo? What's up, Jesus Trejo?
What's going on, man?
What's up? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, man.
Right. And who? What about this guy? You don't know who he is.
Right? I don't know.
We just met.
Who is this guy?
We met on the internet.
No. This is my friend Scott Bronstein. I actually met him.
Bronson.
I love how you said a good friend of mine. What's your last name?
Okay. So here's the deal. He's a friend of mine I met recently through a friend. We'll get to him in a little, but let's talk about you.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much for sitting with me. Everybody else, welcome to... welcome to Pauly Shore's. I think it's called. Is it called the podcast interest? What's it called, Hannah?
The Pauly Shore podcast.
The podcast show, right? Mm-hmm. That's Hannah, my beautiful intern. We got Ray. Ray, what's up?
What's up?
Ray's the producer. Jay Mandy. I don't know if you guys listened to last week. Jay Mandy. I actually sat down with him. I had coffee with him at the Intelligentsia Cafe in beautiful Silver Lake, where I live right now, and I told him that I would like him to possibly produce the show. But once I got in here and I realized what the fucking the thing was, I'm like, he's totally the wrong guy to produce the show. Now I feel bad because I asked him to produce it, and now Ray, they gave me a producer with they gave me this room. I'm in this room.
Wow.
So where am I? I'm in a room, right?
Yeah.
In Beverly Hills.
That's right.
And there's shit around here.
Wow.
No, seriously, yeah. There's shit around here.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff
going
on. It's
like a greenhouse.
What? It
looks like a greenhouse.
Yeah, so it's... No, we're in Beverly Hills. There's like people working there. We're in the Netflix building. So anyways, Jay, I asked him to produce, but Ryan's the producer of the show, and Jay didn't even show up. Ryan, do you have his cell number? We can call him up? Ryan?
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, what do you mean? Hold on for what?
Because your assistant took my paper with a phone number on it.
Well, fucking go get him. Pokemon, he's not my assistant. He's my little intern. He just got back from Hawaii. All right. Hi, little Pokemon. Say what's up on the mic. Do some shaka.
What's up,
bro?
I can't see the shaka, but
okay, cool. What's up? All right, we'll talk to him in a little. So don't call Jay now. Get him on the phone. Find out where he was. Apologize, Jay, if you're out there listening. I apologize for you asking me my producer. And then once we got here, I realized they gave me a producer.
Are you
I didn't
sure
know.
He's not going to be crying when you call him,
Pokemon? Pokemon, get him on the phone, and then he can call in. Anyways, back to Jesus Trejo. Very funny. Are you Latino?
I'm Mexican American. I'm born here. My parents are Mexican. Yeah.
Right. That's sick.
Yeah.
And who are the different comics that you look up to that are Latino comics? I know there's George Lopez. Do you like him or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Early on.
Yeah, early on, and then you know he went a different direction. But I mean, George Lopez is very successful, and obviously I would want to follow in those footsteps. I mean, I don't like his later stuff, but you know that just it comes with style. He evolved into something, which is fine, but it's just not my.
He doesn't
preference.
Steal though, right?
No, he doesn't steal. No.
Does Carlos steal?
From what I hear, I mean, I don't know.
Right? Carlos Mencia?
Yeah. I've never talked to the guy.
I never talked. So anyways, so how long ago did we meet? Tell everyone.
We met 4 years ago. I was working the door at the Comedy Store, and I was working main room. And the first time you came up to me, it was like, dude, go on stage.
Really?
Yeah, and
go on stage.
Yeah, go on stage. You pulled me out. It was on a Monday. It was potluck. Actually, a Sunday. Okay. It was potluck. And I went on, and you're like, no, dude, just, you know, keep working.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I pull you up? I thought you were funny looking.
Yeah, I was just funny looking.
Yeah. You have like a comb over thing, right?
Yeah,
that's
I have
like
a
part
comb
of your
over.
Shtick.
Yeah, it's like it's a receding hairline.
Right.
And, yeah. It's
but a, you do like kind of hair type of like stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. I talk it's about it how it used to be connected like Pangea, and now it's not.
Right.
By the way, for people that can't see, he's actually wearing a ski hat.
Hey, dude, first of all, people can't fucking see you, retard. We're in fucking a podcast. How can they not see that shit?
I'm telling everyone.
Well, actually, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is at Jesus Trejo, the number one. Twitter is
Trejo. Yeah, you guys go on. You know what? Tell them to follow. Tell people to call us in on just say what's up to Jesus Trejo on his Twitter. You know that you know his followers or something. Tweet at him and shit.
Oh damn.
Yo, so
yeah. Oh damn is right. I took off my beanie and Polly's friend's like, yeah. Oh damn.
So you're like a younger version of Edward James almost.
Right.
That's what you said.
That's exactly. Yeah. I look like Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro had a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Propecia.
So what do you think? What do you think about the business? I mean, for real, because you're a young dude.
Yeah.
You're fully up and coming.
Yeah.
But you're hot. You've been on some shows.
Yeah.
What you were on? What show was that?
Sullivan and Son. I was recurring on there. And then I just got on Adam Devine's House Party on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
That's been cool. And actually, I was just talking to your interns, and it's like one of the biggest quotes that you told me that that stuck with me is that like you can't choose comedy. Comedy chooses you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very true because so many people, I wouldn't say spin their wheels, but they try so hard to do something and it just doesn't happen. And when you least expect it, opportunities come your way.
No, 100%. No, the people listening, you guys listen, if you're in the entertainment business, you're wanting to get in the entertainment business, it's very important that your motivation is not about the money and the chicks and all that bullshit. That shit comes. Trust me, it comes. You know, it comes, but your motivation should be about, you know, coming up with something.
Sure.
You know, if you think of like a real, true kind of artist, a guitar player, someone, a guitar player or someone, you know, they sit, you know, Eminem's not like, oh, I'm going to go out and get chicks and make money. No, he sits in his room and he's got his little pad.
Yeah.
So if your come from is from that place, you know, a true artist and your come from is from that, like I lose sleep. You know what I mean? My relationships are totally fucked up because my first love is my stuff. And the thing is, you guys, if you want, really truly want to get in the business, you got to what?
You got to just be in the hot spot and work for it. I mean,
it's
like that opportunity that I went on the road with you. Mm. Our first road gig was in Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee. And I remember telling my dad, it's like, Dad, I'm going with a childhood friend of mine, a childhood icon that I grew up watching. I'm going to go do stand up in Tennessee. And his answer was like, what, they don't have comedians over there?
Right.
Like, what do they they need you? It's like, he didn't understand it, but to me, it means so much more. You know what I mean? It's like getting the name on the wall. That was a huge childhood dream come true.
So so it's cool. So we're gonna talk more to my friend. What's up, bro?
What's up,
Jesus,
dude?
Jesus Trejo, Scott Bronson.
Scott Bronson.
Yes, Bronson.
I thought it was Bronstein.
Well,
no.
Same thing.
Anyways, but we're going to talk. Why don't we do the super tease, Ray? We set up shop here. What do you think, Ray? How is that set up? This is my second episode.
Okay, let's do the super tease.
Yeah, but how is that set up? Do you think people are clear on what's going on?
Well, I'm going to hit the music, and you're going to come in, and you're going to tease what's coming up on the show.
Okay, so here it is. So play some music, you guys. If you want to listen to this afternoon's or tonight's whatever it is podcast, this is Pauly Shore. This is my podcast. I'm in a new studio. We'll talk about interested in a little, but I'd like to set up the show and of kind of what you're going to hear later and who's on the show. We have a very special guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray, hit the music. What do you think, Scott? You like this?
I'm not mad.
All right, Scott, why don't you read? This is some of the stuff that's we're going to be doing is some of the subjects. Play the music a little louder, Ray. Don't kill the music. Let's do this over.
Reading.
And get Jay Mandy on the phone.
Jay Mandy.
Subjects for today.
Yeah, super tease.
Allie Boo Boo on break. New House Boy Alfred. Scott Brinstein.
Bronstein.
Bronson. Sugar Daddy, title of the show. Where do my titties live digitally?
Where do my what? No, my where do my fucking titles
Sorry.
Live digitally?
Sorry, I'm dyslexic.
Stop for a sec. Stop the music. Who's this? What are you doing?
Your special guest.
No, we don't want him yet.
Oh.
No, we don't. What's up, dude? Oh, shit. No, we can't have... Fuck. Now everything's fucked up. Oh, God. Now we got to call him in. Hannah, we should call him in or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should call him in. Hey,
take my spot.
Shit. Okay, Ray, what do you think? What would we do? See, David Arquette just walked in, and we didn't even put him in the super tease.
Well, let's do the interview, and then we can come back to that.
The what?
Let's do the interview.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back, and we'll do
Okay, but the podcast was supposed to be more organized today.
Yeah, it's never going to be organized.
Hey, dude, I didn't even write down David Arquette in the super tease, did I? Scott?
No, I did not say that. I did not read that.
I didn't hear him mispronounce his name, so no.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, you guys, so there's a lot of stuff going on, but David Arquette, who's an old friend of mine, he walked in the studio, and we're going to sit down with him right now, and we'll get back to some of this other shit that we talked to. We talked about the title of the show and some other stuff. Right after this, are we doing a music break, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a music break. Look how you're all like, yeah, right.
I don't know where you're going.
Okay, play some fucking music. Here we go. We're here with David Arquette. David Arquette, what's up? What's up?
What's happening?
This is
glad
good.
Glad to be here.
This
Thanks for good. Having me.
And you know Jesus Trejo from the store?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, we're here at the Podcast One Studio. So where do we begin? First of all, thank you for coming in.
Of course, man.
You know what I mean? Thank you for coming in. I know you're probably running around doing shit, right?
Sort of. I'm always running around doing something.
So I think I heard you on Howard Stern a long time ago.
Yeah.
Or part of an interview or most of an interview. You got pretty heavy on there.
I did.
How much can I go here with you?
Wherever you want.
Oh, I can do whatever?
I
could say whatever, right?
I shit my pants for the first time yesterday. If you want to like talk that.
Welcome to the club.
Right. Just a little. Just a teeny little bit. But it was enough to just demean my whole spirit. I just feel old now. And there's just once that happens.
Right.
It's over.
So you really shit your pants?
Just a little bit.
How?
Because I was waiting to go to a meeting, and I have an office that's not too far from here, and I was like, I gotta go take a crap. So I was just driving, and I farted.
Oh, you farted? That's the worst, right?
No, it's beyond terrible. It's humiliating. It was a demeaning experience, and then I just had to cancel my meeting and go home.
Really?
Yeah.
And wipe. Oh, boy.
I've done that before, have you ever gotten a colonic before?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Colonics is basically when they shove a tube up your butt, they put KY on it, they stuff it, and they turn water on, and it goes up your thing, and then when you go, wow, then they push your stomach, and then your shit comes out, pretty much.
Gosh.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
So that's happened to me. I've pooped from that.
Yeah, that's intense stuff.
Yeah, because after you get a colonic, then you just go out in your day or your night, whatever it is, and then you kind of feel like, and if you know how like sometimes you do like a silent fart,
you know
what I mean? Well, if you
careful.
Do a silent fart, Hannah, what's up?
What's going on? I'm sorry, we went dark real quick.
That's my beautiful intern, Hannah. What do you think?
Hello, Hannah.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
But that's what happens. So we can go wherever we want to go.
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool.
Bar was just...
Right. You know. Okay, so the first thing is, thank you for that beautiful text message.
Awesome, you man. Know, I loved your movie.
Yeah, the documentary, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Paul Shore Stands Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool, right?
Yeah, it was cool to see. Like, I love the whole stand-up world. Yeah. Just seeing sort of behind the curtain and some of the just the real stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I saw you, the last time I saw you was at the Comedy Store, I think, in the hallway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're watching Bobby Lee and stuff. And right?
Bobby's hilarious.
He's funny, right?
Great guy.
And because you're super funny, I mean, you've done so many different films and you're a knucklehead.
Yeah.
You know, you've always, all the Scream films and everything, you're always like, you think David Arquette, you think knucklehead. You're like goofy,
yeah,
you know?
That's good. I mean, I don't
so
know.
You're,
go with
so,
that.
So you're in the Comedy Store, and then I asked you, are you going to start doing stand-up? And your response was what?
Well, I don't really know how to do it. I mean, I've been watching and learning, and I've been involved. I listen to it all the time. I pay attention. I study it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really a stand-up. You know what I mean? I don't know that process so much, but I have this whole thing where I go up and I kind of like a, you know, like a... You know, I'm forgetting the guy's name. Like a Tony Robbins kind of character, like a, you know, like a pump people up, like, come on, people.
Well, I remember being in Coconut Grove at the Improv down there, that closed down, and you went on stage and you did 10 minutes, and I mean, you slayed. I remember he slayed.
Mm. Yeah, it's so it's funny. Like, sometimes I could just riff, but I don't really have any.
Well, the thing is like, are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? Or you don't know if you still want to do it.
Well, I do want to do it. I mean, I love the world. You know what I mean? I love traveling. I love making people laugh. Right. I love meeting people. I love comics. Mm-hmm. I love comedy. I love, like, everything about it. So even if I do it or not, I still want to study it. I still want to learn it. I still want to – I like going up and just, you know, I like talking to people. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a different thing. I'm trying to figure out – find my voice, I guess.
Mm. It's – Well, financially, I think it would work for you too, because you know, you have a name, you're likable, you have some credits, And if you can come up with, you know, an act, you can go out there and do it. But you definitely have to work at it.
Yeah. And once, you know, first time I ever went up was at the Laugh Factory.
Mm.
And I went up with, like, props. I went up with a CPR doll.
Mm.
And I was like, hey, I got my friend here, Billy. You want to talk to Billy? And I was like, like doing a, you know, ventriloquism with the CPR doll. And I was like, wait, it doesn't look so good. What's the matter, Billy? And, guys. And start pumping his chest. I know it's kind of cheesy, but.
So you did the act at the Laugh Factory with the puppet. Is that the same puppet from Bootsy Bellis?
No, different. This one's like an actual medical, how to learn how to do CPR, so it looks all weird. It looks like a sexual thing almost.
Because I think that, like, your personal life, you know, is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, talking, you know, the fact that, you know, you have, was it 4 siblings?
Yeah.
5?
4.
What's up with Alexis?
Alexis is wild. Alexis is one of the
And it's greatest. Alexis Arquette.
Yeah.
And it's a, is it a transgender or
she's
transgender.
Yeah. She
cuz
she's amazing.
So does a transgender means it was a girl and it became a guy, or is a guy became a girl?
Guy became a girl.
A guy.
But transgender could go either way. It doesn't really.
So it was a guy, or was your brother.
Was Robert, yeah.
Robert was
and
his
now
real
she's
name.
She's Alexis.
Right. Not Alexis, like, Texas. No, so that's crazy. So when did he have the thing? It was a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that part I don't really get into because it's sort of her own personal stuff. So she just sort of, you know, she feels more comfortable like that.
Yeah.
But it's funny because whenever she's a girl, she's cattier. She's more like a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get along with Alexis when she's sort of in her hybrid state, which is kind of my favorite because it's like this weird, I don't know, this real.
But when you guys grew up as kids, there was Patricia, there was.
Yeah. There was Alexis.
Alexis.
There was Richmond, Rosanna. Rosanna is the oldest, then Richmond, my other brother, then Patricia, then Alexis, then me.
Wow. So and, there's 5?
Yeah.
5. And it's the same mom and same dad? Same mom and same dad.
Yeah.
And then Rosanna, right?
Yeah.
You know, Rosanna I met years ago.
Right.
Because she used to live behind, I think it was up the street from the Laugh Factory.
Right.
In like a small kind of cul-de-sac apartment.
Totally. Yeah.
With other comedians. The other comedians.
Oh, wow, cool.
Do you remember or not really?
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was when she first came out. What year's... Tell me some of the movies that Rosanna Arquette was in. Because
Rosanna was in Desperately Seeking Susan, which was a big one, sort of launched Madonna. And then she was in The Big Blue, which she was amazing in that.
Mm.
She won an Emmy or was nominated for an Emmy for The Executioner's Song, which was an incredible movie about Gary Gilmore, like a murderer. And Tommy Lee Jones did an amazing performance in that. She's... was in After Hours. She was in New
After
York
Hours.
Stories.
That was a big film. That was with what was that?
Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, but who was the other? Was it?
Shit, I'm blanking.
Yeah, it was. Anyways, it was a movie about them basically in New York for a whole 24-hour period. Right?
Yeah, like just someone who gets sort of stuck in, you know, and then all this crazy stuff happens.
Yeah.
It's a great film. I mean, Martin Scorsese is like his styles.
And
so
then
dope.
Yeah, and then Patricia Arquette, a lot of people know her.
Yeah, she just won a Golden Globe for Boyhood. And she was in True Romance, which is probably one of my favorite films.
Oh, yeah, with Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was dope. And she's been in a bunch of stuff, too.
And then I remember her through Donovan and The Odyssey.
Yeah, totally.
And Rosanna. Wait, who else?
Alexis went to The Odyssey all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have known, though.
No, well...
Well, I don't know if it was a girl or a guy.
It was
at the time.
Probably a guy, but like that whole sort of new wave look and feel. That's sort of where it all.
And then what's the order of the kids?
Rosanna's the oldest. I'm the youngest. Then Rosanna, then Richmond, Patricia, Alexis, and me.
Right.
So me and Alexis shared a room when we were kids.
Mm.
and we lived in this old Craftsman house. And at one point she, because it had a big closet, so she... was so nuts. She moved into the closet rather than coming out.
That's hysterical.
She moved into the closet for a whole year when she was like 13. Because it had built-in drawers. It had a window. It was big enough for a single bed.
Mm. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you guys you guys all grew up out here, because I've been seeing you my whole life out here.
Yeah, totally.
So where did you go to high school?
I went to Fairfax High School.
Oh, you went to Fairfax. Yeah. And when did you graduate?
89.
Oh, so I'm 86. So how old are you?
43.
Okay, I'm 46. So was one of your first movies The Outsiders?
No, it was a TV show, The Outsiders. Oh. So it was based on the movie and the book. And it was for Fox when Fox first started. It was one of their first series that they picked up.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story, too. We were living in that same house, and Luke Perry was there. And he was renting a room in our house. And, you know, he was trying to make it in Hollywood and all this. So I get The Outsiders. We do a whole season. It, you know, does all right, but doesn't really do that good. So they cancel it, and then they pick up 90210, and then he gets the job.
Wow.
So it's like they, you know, cut the greasers, all the poor kids out, and then the rich kids, like, popped.
That's perfect. You know what's, when I knew I was going to be sitting down with you, I started thinking about, like, all the times that our paths have crossed.
Yeah.
Because our paths have crossed a lot.
Right.
I remember I read for Francis Ford Coppola. And I remember I always used to see you at readings, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Didn't we? We're always up against the same part.
Yeah, yeah,
weren't
totally.
We?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, totally.
God, those were some awesome days.
That was, man.
Right?
When reading for Francis Coppola. I mean, come on. That was great. One of the first times we ever hung out was at an Hawaiian Tropics event with Robert Ressler.
Wait, how do you go from fucking Francis Ford Coppola to Hawaiian Tropic, dude? What the fuck, bro?
That's when one of the first times we like became friends.
Fuck yeah.
It was down like some weird shit. I don't know. It was down.
Was it Daytona?
Huntington Beach or really? Somewhere. Right. I don't know.
Okay, go on.
But then you did stand up there, and I saw you do stand up, and it was. During the whole Weasley time.
Yeah,
and
the Weasley time.
Weasley time.
Right, the Weasley time.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, that's fun stuff.
What, you don't do that stuff anymore?
I do when the lights go down.
You do?
Yeah, when the lights go down.
That should be the name of the park.
I have other people do it for me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
there was somebody that was heckling, and they were doing a whole impression of you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I used to see you because how great was it back then?
Yeah.
Your agent would call, and you'd get what? An audition.
Yeah.
And you have to read it.
Yeah.
And then you'd walk in, and there'd be other people there and all your peers and shit.
Yeah. I was always a Wasn't horrible so auditioner.
Much, me too.
I just would get, it's just the ultimate judgment. And like,
it's so bad.
Looking at you, like,
yeah.
It's just so anti actually acting and being there and, you know, connecting and being real.
So Francis Ford Coppola, did you get that part?
I'm not sure if that had something to do with The Outsiders. If it had something to do with The Outsiders, because he was involved in that somehow. Or Don Roos, like his partner was. I'm not sure.
I don't know what it was, but I remember seeing
it. I don't think it ever got made. Wasn't it On the Road?
Yeah, that's what
it was.
It was
On the Road, and it never got made.
Yeah. And another part that I remember that I got fired from.
That's the worst feeling, man. It's happened a couple times to me. So
really?
So shitty.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's terrible.
Yeah, damn. Being fired is not cool.
I got fired. I got fired from this movie that was like, I probably because I wasn't so into it. It was this kind of crappy set, and it just wasn't like, you know, I was playing a real prick, and I just wasn't connecting with the guy, and I felt like, oh, God, this is... Didn't feel good. And Anthony Michael Hall was in the thing, and he was playing the lawyer in it. So we have this scene.
Oh, this is great.
And then I go home, and I get a call from the director. He's like, David, it's not working out. I was like, okay. Well, if I'm not doing something you don't like. But then Anthony Michael Hall got my role.
But so he was doctor?
He was the lawyer in the one scene. And then he gets my role, so he's got a bigger role in the movie.
And then
I got
who wound up playing? You didn't get to play the lawyer?
No, I was.
Who? What? But who got to play the lawyer?
I don't
got
even someone know. Else. Yeah,
Anthony Michael Hall is a great actor.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy too. Actor. Very sweet. Yeah. I did, but it was like being dumped. It was being like dumped, like
what
a
are some
girl
of the other,
or something. And then you're like, oh.
Isn't your agent supposed to call you and tell you that?
I don't know. It was a pretty shitty kind of quality film. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other times you've been fired?
A
couple other times.
No, I mean that was the main one.
Uh-huh. Because I remember I got fired from Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Parenthood, series?
Yeah, I did. I took my part.
That.
I'm sorry.
Hannah, what do you think about that? Hey, man, that's not cool. Hannah, speak up.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't work, but then they finally did it, and then it did work. I guess that's like been on for five years or six years.
It was basically, if you people remember the movie Parenthood with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves was a big hit with Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. What happened is Ron Howard and I think it was Brian Grazer. Yeah, Brian Grazer. They basically took over the rights and they made a TV series out of it.
Right.
And I got to play. It was the girlfriend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then I got fired from it. And then you replaced me.
I'm sorry about that. Leonardo DiCaprio was in that. We have this one scene where I'm sitting there and like I'm having troubles with his sister, and he's sitting there, a little kid, like.
What's up with that sound? Those are fucking construction workers.
Is it? Oh my god! I was like,
either that or the slowest lovemaking.
Leonardo DiCaprio was like, "Don't fucking speak about me.
Don't fucking talk about me."
Okay, go on.
But we have this scene and. If you look at it, he looks like just this little kid. I look like I'm myself. Now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's such a funny juxtaposition.
Yeah. So Leo played. Who played your girlfriend in it? I forgot her name, dude. She was always hot, right?
Yeah, she was huge.
She didn't get fired. So you got to bang my chick from the show.
Scott, what do you think? Crazy Hollywood land.
I can't hear you. What are you saying, dude?
Sounds like David.
Plead the fifth.
Yeah. So Leo. So it was a show. How long did it last?
We did a season of that.
One season. So it lasted a season. And Ed Begley Jr. was in it.
Yeah, he was great. He's a great guy.
Fuck, he's such a good actor.
Yeah, he's been ahead of the curve with the whole environment.
Yeah,
he's forever. Like he was riding bikes back then just to get to work, and you know, he's an amazing guy.
So
he's a friend of my dad's. Yeah.
Oh, really? Ed Begley?
Yeah, yeah. They all did improvisation together with somebody called a guy named Paul Sills. He was one of the. His mother was Viola Spolin, who like did all the theater games. Like pretty much came up with concepts of this whole sort of world. And Paul Sills had something to do with Second City. Mm-hmm. He was one of the starters in that. And then he came out here and he started a group called Sills and Company.
Mm.
So they had a group of all these improvisers and they did it on Heliotrope and Melrose. And it was pretty awesome because as a kid, I'd just go there and watch them improvise.
Mm. That's sick.
It was cool.
So your dad and your mom are both in the business?
They're both gone now, but they were both in the business, yeah.
Mm. And then what about we're going back to Leo really quick.
Yeah.
So, how crazy is where the fuck Leo is?
I know, it's
awesome. We're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, you guys.
He's the best. He's a great guy. And he's always, you know, been very, him and Toby, like we all kind of grew up like around the same thing. They've all been really focused and really, like they just make really good choices. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Very specific. But, you know, there's something going on right now with Michael Keaton. And you know what? The whole thing in Hollywood is, and I tell it to everybody, whoever's coming out here, I was like, listen, you can leave. You know what I mean? Because it's tough, because it's a brutal business. But you'll never make it then.
Yeah.
You know, if you stick around and just keep hustling, keep doing your thing, you never know when this next little, you know, Hollywood lottery is going to hit. And then somebody gives you a shot and then you like can show what you got. Because everybody's got way more than they give you credit for. You know what I mean? They don't like it's they have very narrow vision in this town, so they don't really sort of pay attention to you know, different.
Well, it's kind of like like a pimple, you know. You just got to keep squeezing it.
That's
keep eventually revisiting. Pus is going to come out, bro, and that's where you get all the catch in the vagina. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. But the point is that, you know, and I said this earlier, is that, you know, you got to get in the business for the right reasons, which is the work and the art and actually creating shit. And if you do that and you come from a place of talent, like I just want to put out good shit,
right.
Like eventually, you know, that's karma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that'll come back to you at the right time. So that just, you know, that just takes time.
Yeah.
And then as far as let's talk about, you know, I mean, fuck, when was Friends? How long ago was that? What years was that?
Shit, man. It was, I'm not even sure. Like,
that was the
90s? We were married in 99, so I think.
Yeah, it was like late 90s or whatever, yeah. 90s or whatever. So that was pretty crazy because that I used totally to like, nuts. You know, I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing, and you got married.
Yeah.
To Courtney.
Yeah, we met on Scream. Then we got married a couple years later or something.
How was that?
It was awesome. Mm. And she's still, we have a company called CoCat. We still produce things together. We're dear friends. We're co-parents of a 10-year-old daughter, Coco. Mm. And she's just the greatest. We're still really great friends. And I get along with her new fiance, and she gets along with my fiance. So it's all cool, you know?
Wow. That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, I have a baby, too.
Oh, you have another?
Yeah, 8-month-old son.
Wow.
Nice. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's
we got to talk about that. That's crazy. So you're just like full-on dad.
No kids yet, huh?
No.
It's fun, man. I mean, it's a ton of work.
Really?
It really is. But it's sort of one of the most rewarding things in life. You just like get to see these little characters.
Of you, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty. It's pretty fun. I mean, it's beyond
my problem is I keep pulling out. You know what I mean? Like, who am I supposed to get pregnant?
Well, you want to make sure it's the right person. Right. I mean, you could get into a lot of crap if it, like, if a girl, like, you know, keeps her baby from you or just something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like Pauly D. I heard Pauly D got a Hooters girl pregnant. No Scott, kidding? Did you hear that?
Like him.
What?
Not surprised.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I know, but the thing is, like, if you get, that's another thing, is like, I don't want to get the, I don't, you the know, wrong I mean, one. I've been seeing a girl for a while and we're on break. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just needed a break. I didn't, because I didn't know where it was going. But we talked about having kids a lot. Yeah. I have a niece and nephew.
Oh, cool.
You know, so.
That's almost.
Yeah.
Sometimes
And where did you meet your wife there, your new wife?
I met my new wife. There? She was a reporter for Entertainment Tonight. Wow. And we had, she had interviewed me for Scream 4. Mm. And then, it was pretty interesting. I was going through the separate, the divorce, and I was heartbroken. Mm. I walk into this room and I see this girl, and I was like, oh, she's beautiful. Well, you know what? There's more. There's other fish in the sea. Mm. Like, don't, you know, try to, you know, not get jump of off yourself. A bridge. Yeah. Mm. And then she ended up not interviewing me. Someone else interviewed me. And I was like, what happened to that girl? and then I went with a friend to, on a like a 4th of July boat like crew like thing like yacht party and it was like this 80s boat party, and we went, and it was just kind of funny and crazy. I'm sitting there and she's the hottest girl on the boat, and I'm like, hey, what's your name? And she's like, I've met you before. And then she explained
that's great.
You
know, oh, wow.
And then she played hard to get, and
did you get her funny. Number that night or that
yeah,
day?
Yeah, it was such a fun.
Were you buzzed?
Yeah we Yeah, well, we were all on this boat. She was trying to swim to shore. She wanted to get off the boat. She hated this boat. I was sober at the time. Mm. And I'd met her. And so we finally get back to land. And then we're going out that night. And my buddy's hooking up with her friend. So I was like, she was kind of just giving me the cold shoulder. So I had a bunch of friends that are Marines down there, because it was down by, like, you know, Camp Pendleton. So she's just giving me the cold shoulder. So I'm like, all right, I'll see you guys later. I called up my Marine buddies. We all went out and got crazy. And then my buddy calls me back. He's like, come back. The girl likes you, you know? I was like, really? She's like not acting like it or whatever. So I come back. And then he goes, hooks up with her friend. And then she's kind of like stuck with me. So then we just sort of hung out in my room. And I tried to get busy. She wouldn't have any of it.
But eventually you kept, right? Yeah. You just kept pounding it.
Yeah.
Right? And then finally, right?
Eventually. And then you got. I wrote her a really cute text the next day where I was like, I'm glad you don't feel like a slut. Right. Sadly, I do. Right. Something like that. But I hope I get to see you again.
And
then we kept hooking up and like not being able to like get down for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like I had my daughter at home or something, or, you know. We couldn't go back to my house, or, you know, she had like her aunt or mom was staying at her house, and we tried to go to a hotel and it was sold out. I was just like, fuck it, forget it. And then finally it happened.
Wow. And how long you been with her for?
Oh, man. I think it'll be 3 years. Mm. 3 or 4 years on July 4th. I'm terrible with
right. And you have a, and you have another child.
Yeah.
And what's this child's name?
Charlie.
It's Charlie. A Charlie?
His name's
it's
Charlie.
A boy?
Yeah.
Charlie.
That's great. I wanted to call, if I had a kid, I want to call it Buster.
Yeah, that's an awesome name.
Buster, right?
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, Buster
absolutely.
Shore.
That's a that great name. Cool. Absolutely.
Right. All right, guys. Well, that was it. That was David Arquette
David Arquette.
The Pauly Shore podcast show on Podcast One Network. We got Jesus Trejo.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
see you around.
Yes.
And stop by the store if you ever want to go on.
I will.
You never know. You know
you
what I mean?
Know.
You got to try. You live once, right?
Yeah, you got to you right. study. You got to sit around. You got to talk to the,
all right.
the legends.
All right, guys. Later.
Later, brother.
Bye. So it's cool. He's a cool guy, right? Like,
very cool.
When I'm with him, it brings me back to my childhood, you know?
That's cool. Yeah, just watching you guys name drop, but within your circle of, hey, what's up with so-and-so? What's up with so-and-so? It's like somebody you went to high school with. Like, hey, you know, what happened to that chick, you know?
Yeah, it was cool, though, because he texted me. You know, I got a lot of, when Pauly Shore Stands Alone, the doc came out, I got a lot of response from friends and from social media, different places. And he was like, he sent me a really nice text.
Wow.
So I was like, thank you. And then I knew I was starting to do this in the studio.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, he's going to be on the second episode.
Yeah, no, it's
so
perfect.
He's cool.
It's perfect, and especially seeing him at the Comedy Store so much. Like, I remember that night, Quentin Tarantino was in the back, and he went on stage, and, I mean, he had some drinks in him, you know?
Yeah.
He definitely had some drinks, but, I mean, like, he didn't lose a beat. I mean, it was fine, and I remember seeing that. So it's crazy to see these worlds cross so often, you know? And also just seeing, you know, you guys talk like you guys are just starting out. It seemed like, man, hopefully somebody sees me.
Yeah,
he's like,
and
what the fuck?
Crazy is he was my competition.
That's funny. Did you have any, like, grudges towards him? I wanted to chime
bit,
in.
A little bit. Like, there was a little bit of a jealousy that I had towards him.
Sure.
You know, when I first started.
Yeah.
Because he was getting parts that I was going after, or I was getting shit that he was, whatever. There was, like, it'd be like you going and, you know, sitting in a room with, name me a Latino comic. I don't know.
I don't know. Pablo there, Francisco.
Yeah, or, I don't know. You don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Not.
But my point is that I would, you know, I would see him a lot, so.
That's crazy.
So David, if you're out there, thank you so much for sitting in with us on Podcast One. We're going to play a little music, and then we're going to go into the next segment, which is continuing the show, which we started earlier here at the Podcast One Network in beautiful Beverly Hills. We're in fucking Beverly Hills, dude.
Beverly Hills, bro.
That's pretty sick. So we were working on the Super Tees that Scott did so well. Which was setting up the show, but then what happened is David Arquette showed up a little early and it just kind of flowed, got flustered. So now we have to go into the show. Do you even know what the show's about, Scott?
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's about my life.
I can't wait.
Yeah, no, but for real, but for real, you do have a small penis, though.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he does.
Tell he doesn't.
No, but it's so weird, dude. I've been friends with a lot of people, and like he's really. How big is it?
Not big. Not as big as the mic.
Really?
You're huge. I can tell. You're a tall guy.
Like, do you blow on your thumb when you take a piss outside or something? Just to ease.
So personally, what's going on in your life? You have a girlfriend, Jesus? Yeah.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
we've been together for a while. And
yeah.
Let's see what else is going on. My parents, my mom just got out of the hospital.
Yeah,
which I'm very excited
so we have
about.
That going for a lot of people listening. Your parents might be sick as well, or getting sick. So that's fucked up, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is like Alfred? You know, he works with your mom.
Yeah.
He's done so for many years.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know it's out of my price range, but is that expensive to have somebody around like that? Because that would be something I look at as like I would need in order to continue to. Pursue my creative path in this business.
So you're saying you're asking my opinion about where's a good caregiver or caregiver agency?
Caregiver, yeah.
Yeah, I have a whole list of caregiver agencies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's. I was going to text
Alfred
you the other day.
On the phone, actually.
Oh, I would love that,
dude. Yeah, can we call Alfred?
Dude,
this is my mom's caregiver. I'm glad that you brought this up because I wanted to call him on some other stuff as well, but you can ask him the price range. He makes a lot of money, though, dude.
No, I'm sure it's out of my price range.
Can Obamacare take care of this stuff?
No, dude.
No.
It's going to have to be my talent eventually, and it doesn't look good right now.
Right. All right, we're going to call Alfred. This is my mom's caregiver, and we're going to see. What was the question you want to ask him?
Like, how expensive?
Is he on the phone? Oh, cool. All right. Yo, Alfred.
Message system 3.
What happened? No?
He hit ignore.
No, he didn't pick up.
Did he say hi though? Oh, okay. So we're gonna go. We're gonna call Alfred right now. Here he is, you guys. Alfred, I'm here with Jesus. You know Jesus, right? He's the Latino comedian from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, his mom. He was just telling me this, that his mom recently. What happened to your mom?
I just got back from the hospital. She had some surgery, and I was looking to get a caregiver. And obviously, I know those things are expensive, but I just wanted to get an
those
idea.
Those things. Oh, well, caregiver things.
Like yeah, just, yeah, a caregiver.
Yeah, are expensive. The whole process.
Service.
The service. Service. Yeah, yeah. So his mom, him what happened. Well, tell him what happened to your mom.
She got a brain surgery. So, you know, now she's back. And I just, you know, because I go on the road, we're going on the road this weekend and to St. Louis and stuff like that. And it's like me not being around just kind of worries me. Mm. So it's like I was trying to look into like a caregiver. But I mean, I just want to like know the price tag. It's like when you're shopping for like, I don't know it, but like if somebody's shopping for a car, you're just like, look, I'm just going to call, see what the price is.
So I don't want to divulge how much Alfred gets a week.
No, not at all.
That's personal. But Alfred.
What?
Can you help?
I'm expensive, bro.
What? The what?
I'm expensive, so.
No, we're not looking for you. You're with my mom.
Yeah, you're already casted, dude.
Do you have another caregiver friend?
Maybe like a little brother I can afford or something?
I have a lot of friends, you know. Maybe, you know, I can recommend.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, let me know because, right, you need someone?
Yeah.
When do you need it by?
Eventually.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
So pretty soon. So how's my mom doing?
She's doing fine. She's just relaxing right now. We're planning to go for a drive, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything's cool in here. She's taking less and, you know, her appetite is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank you for taking care of my mom.
So right now she's smiling right now. She's hearing me on the phone. Yeah.
She likes Chinese people. You're Filipino though. You're Filipino.
I'm Filipino. Filipino, you know, who has a good heart.
Yeah. I heard you don't like Manny Pacquiao, though.
Me?
Yeah.
Of course, that's he's one of my idols too. Like you, idol you.
I'm your idol, and Manny Pacquiao's your idol.
Paul is my idol. It's my first idol you.
Okay. So listen. Also, another thing is that you know me and Ali Boo Boo, right? Ali Boo Boo.
Yes.
You know we're on a break, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What's so funny? You didn't know that? What?
Again?
Yeah,
again?
We're on a break. Scott, we're on a break.
Again? How often does it happen?
Oh.
A lot.
What?
A lot, you know.
A lot.
Mm.
He's busy.
Yeah, you know. But I love her.
Paul is a very busy guy. Yeah. And he can't handle the whole thing, and you know.
Listen, Alfred. Remember I told you the other day that I'm looking for a houseboy.
Yeah, so I'm trying to reach my friend. So here's the thing, he's not available right now. He's working, you know, with somebody else, but I keep still looking, you know.
Yeah. For you. Because the one thing that I loved about Allie is she like, and she just did this naturally because she kind of, you know, there's some women that do this and there's some women that don't. Does your girl make your bed?
Yeah.
She does, naturally, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to say, like, make my bed.
No, they just do it. It's like a nice touch.
Yeah. I
mean, like a nice, like,
it's
you
like
go.
A lo- no, it's, she lo- your girl loves you.
Yeah.
You know your girl loves you when she what?
When she makes your bed.
And she cleans your what? Clothes.
Your clothes, yeah.
And folds them and stuff like that.
It's the love and patience of doing all that.
Yeah, so like I don't have that anymore.
Oh, man. No wonder you look like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crusty ass shirt today. I was like, what the hell is wrong?
Alfred, I'm looking for a houseboy, someone to kind of take over that part of my life because I'm going to be traveling a lot and I want to have someone like cut my fruit and like make me some sandwiches and
Right.
Is that why you had a girlfriend falling? It's all for the wrong reasons.
No, I cook, right, but I'm just saying.
I don't think you're looking for a girlfriend. You're looking for a housemaid or a houseboy.
Yeah, houseboy. Yeah, so keep looking, okay? And tell my mom I'll see you in a little. Make me some soup, all right?
Oh, okay. Everything's ready for you, I know.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So when we came out of the music break, Nathan, right? Nathan?
Yep.
Nathan. Was that you in the trailer?
That is me in the trailer.
That is you in the trailer.
Yes.
What the fuck? Okay, so you guys, we're physically in the Podcast One studio here, and we're on Maple. It's on Maple Drive. And in this building, I just met you.
Yes.
How long ago? Was it a week ago?
Yeah, probably a week ago.
A week ago, yeah, right?
In the hallway.
Right.
We're on the same urination cycle.
Right,
my my office is right next to the bathroom.
Do you have an enlarged prostate? Too? You got a better office, right? Yeah. Do you have an enlarged prostate or what?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
No, I should look into it though.
So your name's Nathan.
Yes.
And where are you from?
Born and raised in L.A.
Where'd you go to high school?
Village Christian, private really? Little school in the valley.
Look at my intern behind you. You think she's hot? What do you think? Damn.
She's attractive. Yeah.
Right. That's right. She's cute. Right.
Yes.
She's cute. Say, Hannah, what do you think? You're single now, you said. Speak on the mic. What are you doing?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Anyway, Scott. Scott, here, come back to the mic. You can come over on this mic. So you work at Relativity.
Yes.
And that's, tell us about Relativity. It's a big movie company.
Yes.
So you guys, his company is actually in the building that also the Podcast One studio is in. So it's Relativity, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Relativity Media, pretty big studio. We did films like Limitless, Act of Valor. Yeah, we have a movie out in theaters just about every month. Right now it's Woman in Black 2. Wow. So horror film's killing it right now.
And that's with Ryan, correct?
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, he's our fearless leader.
He is. But Ron Burkle is your fearless leader, right? He's the one that pays for the lights.
I believe that's the situation.
Yeah, he's the main. What are you doing? Looking at your fucking phone when we're in the middle of talking to Nathan? What's up, bro?
No, I just got a tweet that says, call into the Pauly Shore podcast here at Podcast One.
Oh, shit.
One.
Okay, I apologize.
That's
Scott,
all.
What do you think?
That's fine.
That's okay, fine. Cool. It's okay. So you gave me your trailer. So that movie, is that a Relativity movie?
It is. Yeah, it's available on iTunes right now.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, it's a funny idea, a funny movie. So tell us the concept and where people can...
All right, so it's Chicks Dig Gay Guys. It's all about guys acting gay to get women.
Mm. Why are you looking at me?
You know, you're attractive. I don't know why you didn't ask me about him instead of your intern.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, it's actually based on a true story. I used to go out to bars in L.A. and act gay to, you know, break the ice. Mm-hmm. And worked really well, so had a lot of funny stories around it.
Wow.
And, went out and made a movie, and Relativity picked it up. And
that's sick.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a cute trailer. He showed me the trailer. It's funny.
Oh. Yeah, it's good
reminds
for a laugh.
Me of Biodome. It's got a little bit of, you know, party, right?
Yeah, a little party vibe, a lot of fun, and yeah, it's just a good time.
So tell us about, you know, because when we were walking away yesterday, I walked away, you said you love Biodome.
Oh, yeah, grew up watching it. I mean, who doesn't love it? It's awesome.
Well, a couple of my siblings, they don't find it too amusing. No, so you like Biodome?
Yeah, I love it. Actually, the house that was your house in that film, too, is right up the street from where I grew up. So
the house in Biodome?
Yeah,
over
there in Sun Valley.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
So what about, because we talked about Biodome 2.
Yeah, I mean, why hasn't it been made? Let's do it.
Because they did Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
And it killed it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good time to bring it out.
Yeah.
So let's do it,
I don't know. Well, you're the one in the movie studio. I'm here doing the podcast. So you go tell them next door, and you can come back to me.
Yeah,
talk
okay.
to Ryan.
All right.
Try to get some financing.
Yeah. Well, we can sort it out. Like I said, let's figure it out. Who has the rights?
Well, Stephen Baldwin's available. I mean, he's in church right now. You
okay.
can probably find him praising
Jesus that out.
Somewhere.
You know.
Scott, have you been to church?
Yeah, no.
Because you're what, a big fat Jew face?
Correct.
So what's up with your assistant? Is that really your assistant?
Yeah, she works with us. Julia.
Is she from Sweden?
No, she's not from Sweden. She's Russian.
I knew it. Can we call her on the phone really quick?
We could probably call her.
No, we'll call her right here and put her on the air.
All right,
here.
Let's see.
She's hot, dude.
She sounds great.
She's really hot. Dude, they got so much vagina in this fucking building.
It's kind of amazing.
Forget the podcast, dude. I'm just going to do it in the hallways. And you know who else I just saw in the bathroom was fucking Larry Bresner. Robin Williams' fucking old manager, or Robin Williams' manager.
Really?
When Robin Williams was on this earth.
Right.
For years, you know.
Great I saw guy. Gabrielle Reese.
So, no, let's call her first. I want to call her first.
Yeah, be nice.
Cool. Yeah, I'll be cool.
She sounds great.
So we're going to call her right now.
He's got a beef eater iPhone case.
Love it. There's a funny story about that. So, yeah. So
Wait till she gets
okay,
on the
right,
phone.
We'll call her. Yeah.
What's her name?
Julia,
of course. Okay, let's... Ray, I guess we'll cut this part up in the edit bay. We had David Arquette on earlier. It was cool.
Oh, that yeah. I know. I was bummed I couldn't make it in earlier.
That was sick, right?
I was hanging out with him awesome. At Art Basel a bit. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Is she on? Hello, Julia? She better be answering the fucking phone, dude.
Automatic voicemail.
Which one? Did you try yourself?
All right. Well, that didn't... we had a little bit of technical difficulty. Either that or she was not wanting to be on the show, or she's had another call or something like that. So Nathan, I told him to go find her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I saw her, dude. Listen to me. Stop fucking looking
listen
over
every
there,
word.
Dude.
Focus you saw right her?
Here. Yeah, I'm walking in the bathroom, right? Out the thing. And dude, she's fucking hot, dude.
That's amazing.
Why do you think I met this guy?
She's Russian. She has to be hot.
You know, I met him because I saw this blonde fucking piece of ass, dude. Like, really hot. Yo. Hello?
Paulie, what up, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Hollywood, down the hallway. What do you need? Do you need to meet me at the bathroom? No, so...
Yeah.
Wait. Let me tell everyone who you are again, just in case they forgot. You guys, this is Nathan. He's the guy that is the producer that starred and produced. Tell us the gay movie again.
Chicks Dig Gay Guys.
Chicks Dig Gay Guys, and he was just here. And you remember how we met? We met in the hallway by the bathroom here at the in the building, right?
Yep. Yeah, and you happen to take a liking to a fellow coworker.
Yeah, I guess she's your assistant or whatever.
Yeah, Julia. She's very sweet.
Yeah, and then we tried to call her, and like there was some technical thing that went down. So I asked it or suggested that you went down the hallway to go retrieve her and either have her call in and say hi or have her come here. And then you just sent me a text message basically saying some stuff. Here, let me see what you said. Here, wait. I'm just trying to get to your text. Okay, you guys here. Sorry, here it is. It says, she's tried calling, but the line is busy. She's having a super stressful day and doesn't want to come in. You want me to come in? She also said she has no idea who you are, which is pretty funny. Exactly what we need for Biodome 2.
Yeah, see, we got to make it because apparently you're not a superstar in Russia at the moment. Mm. She has no idea. I showed her your picture and she's like, nope, don't know that guy.
Did she think he was good looking?
She didn't say one way or another, but she didn't come running. So, I don't know. Not the best
song. Wait. Hannah's laughing. Hannah, get on the mic. What are you doing?
I think that if a girl wants to see you, she'll come running.
So, I'll text you my picture.
Yeah, so Scott says he'll text you his picture. Go to juju.com and say juface.com. Let her see the Jew face. If she's Russian, tell her I want to take her to the banya.
Okay. Okay, I'll keep pressing. I'll do my best, buddy.
All right, so we'll see you next week. You got to report back to me about Biodome 2. The fans are going to hear it. And also, it's my birthday coming up, so wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paulie.
Happy birthday, man, and let's do it, man. Biodome 2, here we come.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, dude.
All right, later.
Later.
Bye. How awesome of a birthday gift would that be?
Well, no, I mean, this is like my act, you know, about how I say, like, there's a lot of people that don't know who I am, but do you think it's because she's from Russia, or do you think she's just because she's too young? Both, probably.
I think a mix of both.
I want to say Russia.
No, age and Russia.
But when Biodome was going on, we weren't friendly with Russia, so they never saw it.
we weren't friendly with Russia. All right, anyways, I want to thank my guests. I want to apologize also for all the people that I wasn't able to talk to today. you know, these shows, they just kind of go haywire.
They do.
You know what I mean? I want to thank my guest, David Arquette. I want to thank Alfred, my mom's caregiver. Bless for your mom. Hope it works out. You got to get some. Maybe there's some comics at the store that can use. Get Davey Wester.
No, he's great, man.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just afraid he's going to get bent out of shape or something.
Oh,
you know?
Right. And who else did we have on the show? Scott, I want to thank you for...
Bronson.
Why are you muffling the thing?
I know, I was making like a rapper.
Muffling the thing. And then, Jesus, thank you. How do we find you on Twitter and stuff?
Twitter, at Jesus Trejo, and then Instagram, at Jesus Trejo, and then the number one.
Cool. How do you spell that?
Oh, and the
Jesus
Mexican music?
Christ, dude.
Played by the Mexican producer. You should know better, bro. Hilarious.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next week. I'm super excited because we got the fabulous Mr. Gary Shandling. A lot of people probably haven't heard his name in a long time, but he's great. Gary Shandling will be coming up next week.
I'm available next week, too.
So. Okay, cool. Thanks, Hannah. Thank you. Blaine, what's up? We'll see you guys next week.
I'd like to come back.
At Pauly Shores. And then I don't know what else to say, dude. All right, bye.